This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for being with us today in engineering the broadcast. Rich Sheban's with us. No calls today, please. We've got a lot in the front of the classroom that we're going to be talking about. Rich Sheban, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, it's amazing what's going on in America today. We really, when you listen to some of the articles I'm going to mention today, you will really think that these breaking news stories are coming out of third world banana republic countries. It's quite disturbing. But anyway, on a good note, it does come with some good news. Some governors and states are grabbing the bull by the horns and, trying to control their destiny for their people, and Montana is one of these states. So how's everything down by you? Are you done with the cold spell and everything? Are you green grass?
The snow is melting, and I expect we're going to have some flooding as a result of the warm weather that we're going to have for a day or so. But since you mentioned cars, and this, believe it or not, this is going to put an exclamation point on what you've been saying for years, and I think it's time we say it. It really is. And it just tangentially touches cars. It doesn't touch lubrication and bearings and friction and miles per gallon. It doesn't touch any of that. Nothing about fixing cars. But it does relate to cars. And I believe that every single person in our broadcast classroom will know exactly what we are talking about when I go through this. You have mentioned many times a guy's name and his one of his best-known works, and that is The Twilight Zone. The man who created The Twilight Zone was born Rodman Edward Serling, without a T, S-E-R-L-I-N-G. He was born in 1924, the same year my dad was born and my mom. And he died in 1975 at 50 years old. He was absolutely brilliant. And I have the entire series of The Twilight Zone, and I think it is beyond brilliant. Rod Serling, at the time, was the only writer to win 3 Emmy Awards. The only one. And his work was not the normal work. And, class, if you'd like to view this, you can just type in Mike Wallace, Chris Wallace's dad, Mike Wallace, comma, Rod Serling. S-E-R-L-I-N-G. And there was an interview with Mike Wallace and Rod Serling called Interview with Colorful People. Now, I don't think they could use that term anymore. I don't think they could say the name of this broadcast television show is Interview with Colorful People. But that's what it was called. And Rod Serling answers some questions about censorship. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this has a direct tie to USA Prepares in what we do and the way we do it. And if you watch this interview yourself, it's on YouTube, it's about 21 minutes, you will see an incredible linkage between how we do what we do and Rod Serling and what he says in this interview. And I just saw it for the first time last night. So it's not like USA Prepares is based on it. It's just that we have come to the same place, we've come to the same conclusions at different times. But we both have said the same things. I'm talking about Rich Sheban, me, Rod Serling. So he was talking about censorship and how sponsors control a lot of what is said or not said over the airwaves and through the medium and media. So, for example, sponsors had him remove a Coca-Cola bottle from the set of one of his television features because it reminded, the sponsor said, it reminded people of Southern, the South. It had Southern connotations. I'm not sure what's wrong with that, but that's what the problem was. Then there's something called pre-censorship. Now, pre-censorship is when a writer stays away from areas that may cause trouble. Now, I interviewed a really famous guy, top 25 broadcaster, in the early days of my broadcasting adventures, about 10 years ago. Real famous. One of the biggest of the big. And I said to him, do they ever tell you what you can and can't say? And he slammed his fist on the studio table and he said, absolutely not. I know where the line is and I don't cross it. So that's pre-censorship. And I didn't know that word until yesterday, pre-censorship. Now I know what that means. Now, so who does that? Well, it's caused by the network, it's caused by the sponsors, and it's caused by what the audience does or doesn't want to hear. And you can think about that as the groups that, you know, are voicing what they like and what they don't like. Like Thomas Jefferson was a racist. The game Monopoly is racist because some of the properties in the game Monopoly are in the poorer section of town. And some are in the richer section of town. So it's a racist game, some say. I think it makes perfect sense to have a game like that. And you can learn a lot from it. You can learn about how greedy bankers are and how greedy real estate owners are. Well, there was another show called Lassie, and Lassie had puppies, and the show was very well done. You know, they didn't show the, you know the exact moment of birth and the blood and the, you know, but it was very tastefully done. And this was a show that would show Lassie and the family, and so what happened next was a barrage of hate mail that came in to the network saying, if I wanted my kids to watch sex shows, I would have taken them to a burlesque show. That's what they said about Lassie and the puppies. So, according to Rod Serling, this was a very well done, very tasteful piece, and this barrage of hate mail came in and caused the network to change its view. But what really happened was the cards and letters were in the same handwriting from the same postmark. How about that? Now, so the sponsors are there to push a product, and that's what Rod Serling says. But he also talked about something that I recommended, was, and it's a video called Judgment at Nuremberg. It's about the after-war trials or trial of some of the Nazi war criminals. And one of them, one of the actual pieces of audio related to VX gas that was used to kill people in gas, in the gas chambers. And the network sponsor had a problem with the use of the term VX gas. So that was taken out of the video. The audio was blanked out because the term VX gas would cause, in the sponsor's mind, the audience to have a problem with the new shiny gas appliances that they were promoting. I'm not kidding. Okay, so then there was a, Rod Serling talks about in this interview, there was a scene on a British ship. So a sailor calls down to the galley, and he asks for a pot of tea. Gwyneth talks about tea. She makes a pot of tea before, you know, coming on the broadcast. She mentions it, not every time, but she mentions it plenty of times. Well, this sponsor had a problem with the word tea. Now think about that. How is that absolutely going to cause a problem anyway? Is it possible? Well, the reason that the sponsor had a problem with the word tea is because they were selling instant coffee. All right, so here's where all this ties to cars. So what I'm saying is, and what Rich has been saying, is the media is controlled. I'm not talking about USA Prepares. I'm not talking about Genesis Communications. USA Prepares has no sponsors. I don't care, you know, as long as we are professional and as long as we don't use profanity and as long as we speak the truth and eloquently, I'm all for it. So, with a few exceptions. But The Andy Griffith Show, also called, I call it Andy of Mayberry, ran from 1960 to 1968. So if you notice, in the Andy Griffith Show, he rides around in a Ford Fairlane 500 or a Ford Galaxy. And every time a new Ford model came out, a new model year, he got one. And they were proud of it. And they, you know, they let you know that it was a Ford. But in Rod Serling, he didn't do that with the Twilight Zone. He avoided all the brand names, and he didn't push the products the way other productions do. So what I'm saying is Rich Sheeban has been absolutely, positively correct about the censorship, the control, the news we hear, the news we see, the news we read. He's been absolutely right on. And what I wanted to do with this few minutes of opening statement is that here's the proof. And it went all the way back to almost the beginning of television. I'm talking the late 1950s and 1960 for Andy of Mayberry. Rich, I know you've got a bunch of comments about what I just said.
Oh, yeah, and we've proved this many times. I mean, you know, it's not a left-right paradigm. It's really a totalitarian, authoritarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection takeover that we're seeing right now. That's why 200 million Americans can't come up with $1,000 for an emergency payment. Because they want to basically use those people for future brown shirts or future. See, when you were talking about products in your opening statement, they're not selling products much anymore. They're selling narratives. We are the product. We are the product. That's why they want to use, that's why we're hearing so much about increased genocide, eugenics, wars. I mean, Biden's gotten us into three wars right now. All these new divide-and-conquer strategies, infighting, chaos for many of the agenda, like forced depopulation. You know, we've talked about all this. That's why we are at the lowest of the low of the lowest in consumer confidence and trust in the system right now. Because people can see where the economy is going, the phony commerce, the phony stock market. I mean, we don't have price discovery. We don't have fundamentals, P.E. ratios, price-to-sales ratios, everything. You know, I've given many what I call economic 101 updates over the years. Nothing matters anymore, including the definitions. You know, I've talked about the derivatives market now and the quadrillions. There's no future prosperity or opportunity. What we're seeing is a consolidation of power, money, and control, and we are the product. When you don't have advancement for merit, and it's only based on what group you're in, basically, if you want to be part of the generic group, you have to be willing to snitch and tattletale and sell out your fellow Americans. Excuse me a minute. I had a little cereal half an hour ago. I just got to get some water. Okay. So this is the world that we live in, and we have to realize that we are the product. And that's why we spend a lot of times also on ideas and solutions. Like, for example, right now, I'm going to start my seeds. I make sure I get open pollinated and heirloom seeds. I first germinate my seeds next to my wood cook stove. So they germinate, then I put them outside. Well, not outside, but in my solarium where I heat with convection from my cabin. Okay? These are the things that we need to do to become more self-sufficient. You've heard me talk many times about food, water, shelter, and energy, building skill sets, being self-sufficient because of what's coming. This is where we have to go. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, very quickly, this week's schedule, of course, is rich today. Gwyneth will be on with us for an hour tomorrow. The second hour, it'll be me and tips from the book. Thursday, we've got a really interesting broadcast. Kathy's going to be with me for 2 hours. And we're going to be talking about houses and what we would change if we were building again. What would we do differently? What would make it better? And actually, some of the things we've already done and incorporated in our homes, we wanted to share that with you. Then on Friday, hour number one is me, hour number two is Bert. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Speaking of houses, I want to mention something, and I don't have any ties, no financial ties. He doesn't owe me any favors. It's just a guy who is like several of these builders here in Western Montana. Remember I talked about this guy who builds out of barn, out of a huge barn and builds you around. He builds everything from garages to barns to guest cabins to sheds. He has a robotic machine with a flatbed that can go in every direction and deliver up to 40-foot buildings. Okay, my log cabin is 40 foot long, 30 by 40, just so you know. He built a garage for me a few years ago, 24 foot long for $6,700. The reason why I'm mentioning this, and I'm going to give you his name and number, it's Kaufman Builders. He's got a salesman. His name is Jason Kaufman. His phone number here in Northwest Montana is 406-291-5875. Again, 406-291-5875. Kaufman Builders. I'm sure he's online. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because, and Vince, you just reminded me when you said the word building and housing and doing it all over again. A lot of people are rushing. Contractors are not a dime a dozen like you think. I recommend building like a little guest cabin on a property you're going to buy and live in that for the first year. insulate it yourself. Put in a wood stove. Put in a water tank up in the loft. Do gravity feed. And you're living, okay? And it turns into a guest cabin or a storage bin or whatever. It's going to have use and it's going to have value to your land. Right now, the average 20-acre property in this neck of the woods here in northwest Montana is probably, my realtor said, shooting from the hip without a structure on it, without a house on it. The average 20-acre property is about $160,000 in this neck of the woods. I have a friend who just, from the Flathead, bought 5 acres, no structure, for $185,000. Now, prices fluctuate. They're all different because people, and there wasn't even a tree on this property. I think he personally is overvalued for what he paid for it, but hey, everything is in the eye of the beholder. So if you can find 20 acres in northwest Montana for under $160,000, buy it. And if you're young, try to get as far out into the sticks as you possibly can. Now, I'm seeing people show up. If you have a fifth wheel, if you have an RV, you have a camper, especially because of seasonality as we're pulling out of winter. I just looked at the 10-day forecast. We're going to be in the 30s and 40s for highs. What I'm seeing a lot of people doing when I drive by their place and people, they contact me because they either read my book or heard me on the air or whatever, they are basically getting a little guest cabin built or bringing in their camper, RV, or fifth wheel, living in that, and they're doing it smart. They're putting in their raised beds. They're putting in soil. They're getting ready to start their garden this spring. And then they're going to put their greenhouse up. And then the last thing they do before they plant is put up their garden fence so you can get machinery to your raised beds, bring in whatever tools you need, whatever fencing you need, whatever, you know, the raised bed materials, the greenhouse materials, and you can bring it in with a machine of sorts and not have to just worry about bringing it through the gate because you built your garden fence first. So just little tips of the trade, but I really recommend, folks, the way things are going with land because it's such a mass exodus out of the cities. We all know it's a seller's market. It's especially a seller's market in rural America, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming. It's because people can see what's coming. And I'm going to talk about some of those articles today, too. People see the units of measure of despair going up, lack of nutrition in foods, suicide, homicide, contaminated water, people living like rats on top of each other. I mean, all the drug overdose use. And I'm not just talking street drugs. I'm talking pharmaceutical drugs, too. Like Dr. Shealy says, the third leading cause of death in America is the American medical system. So when we come back, folks, I knew this was a short segment. I'm going to just start with news, if it's okay with you, Vince. And we're just going to whip out as much news and information as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump called the Supreme Court's recent decision to allow the release of his tax returns continued political persecution. The 45th president also asserted New York officials are distracting the public from the actual crime in the city, where violence has been reaching new record highs. The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year, officials said, but already the picture is becoming clear about what happened to the United Airlines flight on Saturday. The Pratt & Whitney engine failed minutes into United Airlines Flight 328 headed from Colorado to Hawaii, leaving a mild debris in its wake. After the incident, United grounded all of its Boeing 777s. Investigators are looking into metal fatigue as the culprit. United States Air Force B-1B Lancers from Dyess Air Force Base in Texas arrived in Norway on Monday as part of a training mission in Europe, marking the first time U.S. bombers have operated out of the Scandinavian country. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Facebook censorship continues to silence voices in the community. This time, Facebook shut down El Paso County Sheriff's Officers Association. The administrator, Pete Ferroni, tells Fox News there was no warning, and he claims the group did nothing against community standards.
About a week ago, Valentine's Day, somewhere on the 14th, I started getting some texts from members, and they were asking, hey, what happened to our page? I went on there, and the page was down. Had no idea why. We got one message from Facebook saying that we violated community standards. There was no, that's very broad. There's absolutely nothing on our page that we've done that would violate community standards.
Combined Law Enforcement Association of Texas, Marvin Riles.
It is a source that we use to communicate with all our members, and not only do we have a website here, I mean Facebook locally, but most there's several associations throughout the state that also have these websites, and that's how we communicate. We relay, you know, what each department is doing and how we're supporting our communities.
The last three posts before the site was removed by Facebook, a retirement lunch, a Make-A-Wish event, and a Deputy of the Year award. The site had 800 members. President Biden once said on national television he had been arrested for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol building. It happened on The Late Show with David Letterman back in 2007. After further investigation, there is no evidence Biden was actually arrested for trespassing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheepman's with us. How apropos, during the bottom of the hour news, you heard about Facebook shutting down a sheriff's web page or a page for Facebook on that the sheriff's office had. And so we talked about how the media controls, sponsors control, and you just heard it. You just heard it just a couple minutes ago. Let's have a quick comment, and before we continue with the news, Rich, Arjun wrote me an email, and he is interested in property at about, you know, $1,200 an acre, and I wrote back to him that he can't do it anymore. You know, we tried that for a couple years. The properties are now gone, and what it would have required was buying 640 acres, which is called a section or a square section, 1 square mile, and dividing it up and selling it. And we could have done it for about $1,200 to $1,500 an acre. But that's because we'd buy a square mile of it. But there was so little interest that it didn't work. So we tried it again and again, and it still didn't work. Now the property's been all cut over. It's worthless because all the timber's been cut off it. And the other properties that we could have gotten, 100 to 200 acres, they've gone up in price, or they've been already sold. So we can't do it anymore. And why would we be able to do it back then and not now? Because we were ahead of the curve. Because we saw this before others saw it. Now other people are buying or have bought the property and driven the price up. Any comments about that? Because I did tell Arjun we would mention this and discuss it a little bit.
Yeah, Vince, first of all, the unit of measure being used for years and years ago of per acre price, forget about it, okay? That's a thing of the past, okay? It's like saying the word swell. You hear it once in a while, but it really doesn't mean anything. I mean, I know it has a meaning, but it's not a real world word because everything's been subdivided. The subdivision regs, that's one of the reasons for inflation in home prices or in land, is because they only make certain amount of land. So much of it has been subdivided. The subdivision regulations have become so much more strict with engineering roads and culverts. Easements is a big issue. If here in this neck of the woods, if you don't have a 60-foot easement going to your property, forget about subdividing it. Forget about it. Don't even look into it. It isn't going to happen. Then there's perk test, and you got to put in a well. Then if you take out a loan and don't buy cash, you have to do everything to code. This is why I tell everybody, buy rural property as far back in the bush as you can get, because 5 years from now, it won't be rural. I mean, there's new technology. The flying car technology is out there. Just the elite don't want to put it out there because they feel that their lifestyle is going to be so much greater. It's going to really make it look like the inequality is so obvious. But there's things that the little guy can do. You can buy a UTV, which is a side-by-side. You can get a hard top or a soft top. And you can exchange what they call tracks for the existing tires. And I know people who have them. It works wonderfully. And what that does is if you're living out in the bush, you never have to plow again. Because this UTV with tracks literally goes over the snow. And then you park your car somewhere at a friend's house, maybe rent a little piece of land, maybe buy a little lot, and put your car, your vehicle, your truck on the pavement where they plow. It's not that hard. Remember, I say think outside the box, live outside the box, and stop talking outside the box. You have to have a plan. I know so many people. When I bought my first house in Missoula, I think I was 29, so it had to have been 89. It's pretty easy math because I was born in 1960. I remember half of my friends were saying, oh, you're an idiot. I can't believe it. You bought a... Well, all it did was go up. When I sold my house like 16 years ago, I sold it for $305. Right now, that same house is probably in that $700,000 range in Missoula, Montana. Okay? Prices don't go up because taxes go up and inflation goes up. The powers that be, a little deflation is good for the little guy, but the powers that be do not want that. They don't want anything good for the little guy. They want you underneath their thumb. They have an addiction to power, money, and control, and they want to consolidate power, money, and control with this official. That's why, you know, when you hear the word experts or official authority, it doesn't mean anything. Governments, corporations, they've sold us out. There's no more voting legitimacy. There's no more DOJ, FBI, CIA, academia, bankers, politicians, installed elections at the highest level, healthcare, everything to do with courts, judges, lawyers, elections, everything. Everything's in question. Everything's fraud. Even our own military, with all the election fraud and all the foreign interference of evidence that's out there, our own military doesn't even adhere to their oath and duty now. They should have stepped in a long time ago. Just yesterday, our Supreme Court says they refused to look at election fraud. This is why Governor Gianforte, you need to invite all these people, the Powells, the Mike Lindells, the Mayor Giuliani's, and let's have an actual hearing here in Montana. See, this is why that they want to. That's part of the agenda, is to eliminate free speech, free markets of supply, forced austerity on the people, no representation for the little guy, delegitimization of work, crashing everything, centralized government created cryptocurrency, which has nothing to do with economics, eliminate peaceful assembly. We talk about this all the time. Depopulation, eliminate free speech, food storages, shortages and starvation, forced vaccines to kill our immune system, immunity passports, forced lockdowns with 5G towers destroying us, divide and conquer strategies so the basically the useful idiots, as the elite call a lot of people, what they subconsciously make you stick up for your group, your hyphen and your pronoun, and not your country. I mean, here, Democrats work with White House to plan to crack down on dissent and eliminate First Amendment rights. This is an article. Next one here, government Biden AG pick, Merrill Garland, says he'd support working with Congress to restrict free speech. How do you expect to get, when they're openly destroying free speech, how do you expect to get the truth, people? It's not going to happen. That's why government confidence and trust in the system is non-existent. We no longer have meritocracy for advancement. It's gone. That's why what we're seeing is a Bolshevik, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, Marxist, totalitarian, authoritarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical, communist insurrection in front of our eyes. I know that was a mouthful, but that's exactly what we're seeing. So, Vince, what I'd like to do is go into more news, if that's okay with you.
You bet. I'm just going to sit back and relax for the next hour and 18 minutes.
Well, I thank you, sir, and I thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights, which over 1 million combat soldiers gave their life for our freedom, our liberty, our rule of law. It's a shame to see what's happening in America today. Next, Biden's insane executive offer on climate change gives China access to the U.S. grid. Next, global bombshell, Department of Energy blocked Texas from increasing power output before and during the deadly storm. Now, when I was talking about land a moment ago, and Vince touched on it, regarding ideas and solutions, people, if you have a smart meter, the powers that be, if they are literally, if they have insiders inside the Department of Energy blocking Texas that has their own grid, that's not attached to the lower 48, they have their own grid, where dozens of people died because of this. And no accountability, of course. There's some plausible deniability in every direction you go in. Why do you want to live on the grid when the powers that be, including the article I mentioned two articles ago about China having access to the U.S. grid? All this stuff can be hacked, people. All of it. Why do you want to put yourself in that position? I'll tell you right now, it's going to get to the point where people living off-grid, their property is going to be worth 100 times more than people living on the grid. Whether it be for hacking or privacy, less cost. Do you know, I read articles, people, where some people were getting, in Texas, was getting $17,000 bills for their energy bills, for their bill. Wrap your head around that, folks. 95% of Americans can't come up with that money. Next. This should raise serious red flags. CNN and NBC paid Black Lives Matter leader John Sullivan $35,000 apiece for U.S. Capitol riot. What does that come to? $70,000, $35,000 apiece. And they're banning all this information on the Facebooks of the world, on the Twitters of the world. Even though there's leaked audio that has surfaced of John Sullivan admitting Antifa and BLM, a.k.a. Blantifa, were involved in the Capitol siege. See, just like the Mueller trial, just like the P dossier, just like Russia, Russia, Russia. It doesn't matter, folks. They just make stuff up, and you pay for it through taxes and inflation. This is the 1984 Orwellian world we live in. This is why you always hear me talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, and then truth. And if somebody has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. This is what happens when we go for decades of seeing, of basically seeing all these consequences of inaction towards political correctness. This is what happens when we don't say anything. This is what happens when we allow certain groups to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, or hard work, proven results, or qualifications. What happens? This is what happens when certain groups are dubbed to demand to lower the bars of standards because they have victim group status, which is nothing more than an insult to their work ethic, their intelligence, and everything else. When you demand that you have, that the people who were targeted get no protection, rights, or restitution under the law, and you give runaway, unchecked power to these elite groups and government and big corporations, pretty soon when they come after you, there's no one there to help you. When you enable and protect the most corrupt companies in the world and the country and give them liability immunity, you see more wealth inequality, and people are afraid to stand up because they're afraid to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe. In other words, an anti-Islamist phobe. This is what happens when we give free lunch to the elite. This is what happens when you eliminate the rule of law for precedence. This is what happens when we allow hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing, which we've given countless articles to prove over the years, and people say nothing. This is what happens when you're being biologically, chemically, and technologically, and psychologically neutered. We'll be right back, folks.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
10, Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, Rich. Please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. Next article. Saki says coal and natural gas, not frozen wind turbines, cause power grid failure in Texas. We cannot. When you get this stupid, when you think the American people will buy every narrative that you throw out, then there's no hope in America when Americans who aren't stupid are afraid to speak up. It's because, I just mentioned, it's because the Department of Energy has these are all published articles in the public domain, folks. I don't make this stuff up. The Department of Energy blocked Texas from increasing power output before and during this Arctic blast. What else? What do you think is going to happen, too, when Biden gives an executive order which gives China access to the U.S. grid? Think about it. Don't you think there's a progression here? Connect the dots. Why do you think you're on smart meters? So they can see when you're home, what appliances you're using, how if they want you to have a certain behavior, they'll just cut off your power if you don't do it. Can you see what's going on here, people? Next, Joe Biden suggests blacks and Hispanics are too stupid. I read this article. He really did say this, people. You can't even make this stuff up. He suggested that blacks and Hispanics can't figure out how to get online. That's in quotes. I'm not kidding you. Do you remember when Ilhan Omar, I mentioned this on the air before, said Hispanics can't compete in a merit-based system? Can't you see this is not a left-right paradigm? This is the wealthiest of the wealthiest who have bribed and blackmailed their lieutenants, like a Joe Biden, in order to eliminate our freedoms, our rights, and create a totalitarian, authoritarian, corrupt, tyrannical communist insurrection that's fascist. I know it's a mouthful, but that's exactly what's happened. We've given tons of proof and articles showing it. That's why I like math. That's why I like trends. That's why I use objective facts. And I don't use subjective emotional opinions. and speculation and hearsay and rumors and gossip and second and third and fourth hand information. That's called Russia, Russia, Russia. That's called the Mueller trial. That's called the P dossier. And you're paying for it all. Next. Facebook bans Australian users from viewing news articles. You think it has anything to do? I wonder if India is going to be next in South Africa because they're stopping the vaccinations. Or maybe Australia has too many. I've read a lot of negative articles about Bill Gates. You know who he is? He's the guy that's been kicked out of many countries for all these vaccinations that have killed people and maimed people. You know that guy, the biggest proponent of vaccines, who's also the biggest proponent of a major depopulation. You know that guy. Not to mention the fact that Merck also said vaccines don't work. Oops. Next. Orwellian. YouTube censors all videos from an academic conference on the dangers of censorship. You can't even make this stuff up. Even the articles are getting stupid. Because they seem unbelievable. Next, there's Bill Gates. Applauds the world's worst polluter, China, for making climate a priority, unquote. I mean, it's getting to the point that these elite people think that we are so dumb. This is why I've given so many thousands of articles and proof to show that we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. Are people waking up? Absolutely. But when you get to the point where our intelligence agencies, law enforcement, military, judges, lawyers, courts, politicians, bankers, our own Supreme Court is against the people, all I can say is, wow. The word official authority and experts has been totally devalued. Next, under Biden, military begins purging of all conservatives. See, this is why I don't like this liberal conservative, because it's not a left-right paradigm. What is really about conservatives is the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It's the rule of law. It's freedom. It's liberty. It's justice. And they're calling those people, over a million combat soldiers who got killed for our rights and freedoms and liberties, and they're purging them? That's code. Let me decode that for you. That means they're looking for brown shirts. They're looking for anybody who would do anything for money. That's called mercenaries. The military gives their oath, gives their word, their duty, their honor for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What happened? Where did we go? We'll be right back with some more news after the hard break at the top of the hour. We appreciate you being here, everybody. Thank you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.